Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Second year out of Penn State, and we can go back to training camp where David Ajabo was a bubble guy because Adiz Isaac was going to take his spot. Then he hurt his elbow, had surgery, and as you just heard John Harbaugh say, that was yesterday, they had a setback, so he's not close to returning. And as we're sitting here waiting for Carl Lawson to finally get a sniff of the football field, I'm guessing Nolan McGraw, we're not going to see I could be wrong, but we're not going to see Adiz Isaac play in 2025, which basically is a lost season for him. And now you go into his third year in the league, not really knowing what you have with this guy.
Right. Yeah, this is really disappointing. And again, you know, hold our breath and see what happens the rest of the way. But yeah, the immediate thought is, all right, even if he does play this year, he missed the majority of the season, missed the majority of last season. And when he did play, it was pretty much a non-factor. So, yeah, I mean, here we go. You mentioned David Ajabo. Here we go again. I mean, he wasn't as highly touted coming out of college, but still, third-round pick. You expect to get something out of him. You expect him to be a rotational piece at the very least. I mean, he's going to have no time before his rookie deal's done to even prove himself at this point. So, very disappointing.
Yeah, he put up numbers at Penn State because Chop Robinson was on the other side of the line from him, now in Miami. I mean, I guess kind of a disappointing sophomore year for the Dolphins, but that's their problem. David Ajabo, he had one really good year with Michigan when they made it to the playoffs with Aiden Hutchinson doing his thing. Aiden Hutchinson's been able to translate that to the NFL, where he's one of the top defensive players in the National Football League. But David Ajabo was a guy that had one tackle in his college career going into that season for the Wolverines, and then he had the Achilles, and then he's had the knee, and now it's basically down to inability to make plays at this stage of his career.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's incredibly frustrating because, again, the praise was there coming out, and oh my God, could you imagine if he didn't get hurt? Because I don't really, what we've seen out of him in the NFL, at a certain point, it went beyond the injury. You know, early on, you could maybe say, all right, well, that really rattled him. You know, you get hurt on your pro day, it throws you off. Then you're trying to adjust to the NFL and you're already behind. You essentially have a red shirt year. You give him a little grace period. I'm starting to think even if he didn't get hurt, he probably still would have been a bust just because he hasn't shown anything. It's not like there's been flashes. There's been nothing. So could you imagine, of course, the Ravens wouldn't have got him at that point, but if he was going top 15 or somewhere around there, 15, 18, the team that got him, how disappointed they would be? Would they have already moved on at this point? It's just...
To your point, Ravens had the 14th pick that year, which turned out to be Kyle Hamilton.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And the Ravens needed a pass rusher.
Alternate timelines.
Yes.
Whoa.
And then Ajabo falls to the second round because of the injury, and the Ravens got a steal. How many steals have the Ravens gotten, by the way, that have not turned out to be so-called steals? I mean, Eric DaCosta, who knows what they do at 14? I mean, they drafted Ajabo there. And then Kyle Hamilton goes somewhere else. I mean, Ravens defense is all kind of discombobulated, but things happen for a reason. They get Hamilton, and his memory serves. And one guy saying it was a luxury pick.
I said it too.
Yeah, because they had just signed Marcus Williams. You had Deshaun Elliott, and Chuck Clark, I think, was still part of the equation. Hamilton's turned out to be one of the best defensive players in the NFL. Oh, man. And then they trade Marquise Brown. Well, they need a pass rusher where they took Linderbaum. Mm-hmm. And I think Jermaine Johnson was still on the board, who's now with the Jets.
Right.
Now, Linderbaum, that's another discussion, what the hell his future is going to be like in Baltimore. But back to the original discussion. Isaac, you have no idea what you're getting, but he did have some production at the collegiate level. Ajabo had one monster year in the college, and it's been basically invisible for whatever reason in the NFL.
And the funny thing is, I mean, I was just got done saying, you know, well, how much time does Isaac have at this point to prove himself before his rookie deal's done? Still 2 years, assuming he's able to enter next year healthy. But knowing the Ravens and how long they gave Ajabo, well, then they should give Isaac at least the full 4 years to prove himself, I would think. I mean, whether it's because you actually believe in him, or you're delusional, or just because you made that draft pick investment, a top or a first 3-round pick in him, that you got to keep him. But yeah, I mean, I honestly had pretty high hopes for Isaac this year. Looking at the pass rush on paper, he certainly thought he'd get more from Van Noy, thought he'd get more from Mike Green after the summer he had. And I thought that Adisa Isaac was actually going to contribute quite a bit, or at the very least be like a Tavius Robinson, where even if he's not getting after the quarterback, you still want him on the field.
As we sit here, though, day before Thanksgiving, November 26th, Mike Green starting to impact games. Kyle Van Noy's played better the last 2 weeks. And Draymond Jones has been an absolute asset since they got him from Tennessee.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, look, to me, the pass rush, you start to grade on a curve at a certain point. They just weren't getting any sacks to start the season. So sort of like the whole defense altogether, where they were the worst defense in the league and were saying, well, hey, just get middle of the pack. And you look at the pass rush in particular, they can't get after the quarterback. They can't get a sack to save their life. All right, just get anything, something. I mean, maybe if you get one a game, but just make it timely. You know, make it a third down sack. Make it a sack right on the fringe of field goal range that pushes them out. So I think you're starting to see that a little bit more. We all want the volume, the sacks to just come in bunches. As good as they've been the past couple weeks, I just don't see that happening unless they face an O-line that's just absolutely putrid. They're not going to get them in bunches. So to me, it really is about the timing of it. And Mike Green, at least his first sack in that Bears game, I seem to remember, that was very timely. Came in the red zone. Forced a field goal as they were knocking on the door.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Eric at home, NFL.com. Talk about week 13. Three games tomorrow. You got the Black Friday game coming up. Philadelphia. Hey, man, they're in first place. They're in disarray. Chicago's at first place in the North, and they're kind of just playing with house money. But, you know, once the season rolls on, you start to achieve things. Expectations start to change. So now, if you're Ben Johnson, and you're in first place in late November, I'm guessing you want to be there in late December and into January as well.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.